Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in to your girls right here on this radio show right here. But listen, man, hurry up, get to that radio, turn it all the way to the max with the volume, because we got 60 minutes carved out especially for you. So get your friends on. Make sure you get your mama on too, man, because we're having a great time today. But first things first, I gotta highlight my sis. What's going on, Mia?
What's popping, Misa? What's going on, y'all? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on You Already Know. Is Eminem Live Radio, and let's go ahead and get things started. All right, okay. Now, you guys already know that your girls love us some Fridays. Listen, we can't help it. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend,
right,
but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to blow up, and trust me, I mean go all the way in our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So here's a huge shout out to at BettyJarrett7614 on Instagram.
Appreciate the love on IG. Now, speaking of IG, Mia, all social media sites is crazy, right?
It's all crazy right now.
It's crazy. Now, don't let something happen. Don't let a situation, don't let an event, don't let a celebrity couple break up because you know the internet has broken.
Exactly.
Listen, man, hashtag too many hashtags, where to get all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags, man. Tell somebody that your favorite segment is going up in just a couple more minutes. We're going to catch you up on all things hashtag coming your way.
And your dose of encouragement from us with 1 minute inspiration is not too far away. Misa is bringing it to you this show, so make sure you keep it locked right here.
And one of our followers wrote to us in need of advice, and we are not only going to read the letter live on the air, but give them their advice that they need, man. Stay close to hear this week's Dear Eminem Letter.
And join us on today's conversation, y'all. Listen, it's all centered around this. This has been a topic of conversation for the past week now.
Yeah.
A certain conversation between a whole bunch of young adults. And this was like the conversation. It was all centered around this. Do you think Bruno Mars is a culture appropriator?
Ooh.
Everyone's been talking about it. So you know what? If you got an opinion, let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Make sure you at us in the tweet or comment at MM Live Radio so we can see what you're talking about. But Misa, we played new music last week, and guess what? It's time for our Hot Track Off the Rack playback.
Let's get it, man. This song was actually one of our favorites from the last show's Hot Track Off the Rack, so we're gonna keep it all the way sizzling and on fire with Flame featuring V Rose, Fed Up. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's MM Live Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Interest. I'm just trying to stay out the way, though. Trying to keep my head down. I'll be fed up, straight up, prayed up, like God. Why? They lie, they lie, they lie. It ain't the same thing that you said to me. They lie, they lie, they lie. How you gonna switch it up when you in front of your peeps? Hard for me to believe. All I did was show you grace. So hard for me to see. To see you show your other face. Man, listen. Sure.
I can't tell who is really fake and fed up.
How many of us got a real friend?
body riding to the real end. How many of us got a real friend? Keep it a buck, we'll keep it real then.
I must admit, it took me by surprise. Oh, some years ago when you looked me in the eye like, oh, you love me. Then I was hearing through the fire like, oh, we throwing shade now. But there's rules on the playground.
Smooth talking liar, manipulator. You play the victim, I'm so tired of your silly games. Guess that's just the way you're wired. I'm just shell shocked. What inspecting friendly fire? Ooh, you better thank God that I practice self control. Ooh, you better thank God I got screenshots to show. Open the case up now. Man, I wish I would have recorded it. Open the case up now. Cause it is not the way you recorded it. Now I see you for who you are. Out the blue, you left me scarred. Before, but not no more. Used to be cool, now I do you more. I'm done.
Somebody, please open the case.
Open the case.
We may need to investigate.
Yeah.
Cause they never show it to us.
They never show.
I can't tell who is real or fake or fed up.
How many of us got a real
somebody
friend?
Call fed up.
Somebody riding to the real
end. Fed up.
How many of us got a real friend?
Somebody fed up.
Keep it a buck, we'll keep it real then.
What up, K-Cho in the building?
Hey, y'all, it's Michelle Williams.
This is Daryl.
It's Ryan.
It's Paco.
It's Aja.
And we're the Lobster.
It's your boy, Uncle Reese, and you're listening to my girls.
My girls, Misa and Mia.
Misa and Mia.
Misa and Mia
on Eminem Live Radio.
Eminem Live Radio.
Turn up!
And I love Eminem, so y'all keep it locked.
Oh,
Listen, man, with everything that's going on in the world today, man, everything's going to be all right. Don't you worry your little head, all right?
Hopefully
that Ariana Grande song did some justice for you. Listen, that was Be All Right by Ariana Grande. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, I'm going to let you know, I'm going to put you on game to what time it is right now. It's time for hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, the segment right here is called hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag DJ Angry, the popular and most controversial radio show podcast, The Breakfast Club, was trending last week because the disc jockey DJ Envy was angry at some comments that two show hosts, Desus and Mero from the Bodega Boys, made about DJ's wife, jokingly saying that his wife was only with him for the checks. DJ Envy was so upset about the remarks that he called them to be guests on The Breakfast Club and grilled them live on the air, y'all. And he also said that they owe his wife an apology and how he doesn't play about his wife and his family. Desus and Mero, they did end up apologizing, but apparently that did not satisfy DJ, because after hearing the apology, he got up and walked out in the middle of the interview as it carried on. Now, Mia, my only thing is this. I came up with this hashtag, I thought about this, and I had to bring it to your attention only because, do you think that DJ Envy is being just a little too sensitive? Because, I mean, on The Breakfast Club, they talk about everybody and their wives and their families like it's nothing. But I guess if a hit dog, I mean, if a hit dog is going to holler, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that, it's actually funny hearing you say that. I didn't even look at it from that perspective of the fact that, yes, The Breakfast Club has even, you know, torn down some people, talked about people, things like that. You know, and now that it's being done to you, you're kind of being upset. But I mean, honestly, I gotta really salute Envy, because I mean, if anyone would talk about my family or a loved one, that would make me upset. So, you know, I feel like to him, maybe as a man, he had to defend his wife, and he was gonna do it live on the air. They had no problem talking about his wife on their show or whatever. So you know what? We gonna talk about it right here, right now. Now, personally, I feel like you should have kept things professional and just,
yes,
like, not
okay,
walked out the interview.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, maybe he wanted to do something and then he didn't want to, you know, take things that far. He didn't want to have, like, you know, a Birdman situation back on Breakfast Club. So maybe he just walked out. But still, I think he should have just stayed in, maybe just kept quiet and just didn't say anything. Just for the sake of the interview and for professionalism.
Now, I get the fact that, you know, you don't talk about anyone's kids. You don't talk about their family.
Just don't.
You don't come with their wife. And he's already said, you know, in past, you know, interviews that you just don't mess with his wife. You can talk all day about him, but just don't say anything about his wife nor his kids. I get that. That's a real sensitive subject. But like I said before, do you kind of look at him as a double standard or a hypocrite, because he's always talking about other people and their wives, other people in their relationships? You know what I'm saying?
Here's my thing, because I mean, I'm definitely a fan of The Breakfast Club. It would be different if it was Charlamagne the God, because I mean, don't get me wrong, everyone has their opinions on radio. That's like the big thing with radio. When you hear a current topic, everyone wants to hear your opinion.
Talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, that's not one thing, but I mean, that's one thing, but to the slander and all of that, like reckless, like, you know, Charlamagne the God gives donkey of the day and he'll go in on you. So I feel like he's the one who's kind of like, you know, the antagonist of, like, you know, the trio. But I mean, DJ Envy, I don't really see him out. He's never, I mean, in my book, he really hasn't really gone in on someone like, you know, the way Charlamagne has. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, with it being him, I just feel like he's just doing, you know, the husband thing to
do,
which is to stick up for his wife.
That's right. That's right. And I can commend him on that. I mean, a lot of men, they kind of feel like they need to stand up in certain parts in their life, especially when it comes to marriage.
Yeah.
So my thing is, look, if you know someone's hot buttons, just don't push them.
Just don't touch them.
Hashtag, don't be talking about my wife.
Hashtag, say you're sorry.
Hashtag, sorry, bro.
Hashtag, I don't accept.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Oh, Snapchat. Since Snapchat's latest update, it hasn't been everyone's favorite app lately, and now we might as well throw the whole app away, guys.
Ooh.
Last Thursday, an ad for a mobile version of the game Would You Rather asked Snapchat users whether they would want to slap Rihanna, or punch Chris Brown. Mm. Now, given the tragic incident that happened in 2009 between Chris Brown and Rihanna, there's no question that the ad was totally insensitive, and Rihanna thought so as well. Now, Rihanna went on to Instagram and say, "Now, Snapchat, I know you already know you're not my favorite app out there, but I'm just trying to figure out what's the point that with all of this mess." Rihanna goes on to say, "I'd love to call it ignorance, but I know you ain't that dumb. You spent money to animate something that would intentionally bring shame to domestic violence victims and make a joke of it." Since then, Snapchat CEO Evan Spiegel, personal net worth has plummeted by $150 million after the Rihanna effect, that's what we can call it. And Snapchat as a whole has already lost $800 million since this whole thing. So, Amisa, what's going on with Snapchat? Like, we need to have an intervention. Like, something's going on. They haven't been themselves lately. And, like, they've just been dropping the ball.
Snapchat needs to snap it together. That's all I have to say. My only thing with this is that it's very insensitive. It must have been somebody on that team that just was not thinking at all. To be honest, I can kind of see this Snapchat situation being similar to, I want to say, H&M.
Why you say that?
Because, I mean, you guys were just not thinking at all. Like, there's got to be somebody on that team that is sitting in the hot seat
okay,
right
I
now.
I agree then.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, why would you, first of all, be so insensitive to the social injustice that and the racial slur and the racial, you know, name-calling that that whole monkey term had on that T-shirt with that little boy?
Right.
That you're going to make something animated, first of all, so you had to put some type of thought into it with the Rihanna and Chris Brown thing, but the slapping and the punching, knowing what they just got out of.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You, even though it happened in 2009, still, people still do not treat Chris Brown the same because of it. You know what I'm saying? Even with that being said, with that being a whole domestic violence situation, there are domestic violence, people who are victims of domestic violence.
Yeah.
They think how they think, like, you're making fun of a situation that, you know, I probably went through similar to. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, everyone's kind of like since, but I mean, honestly, Snapchat hasn't been doing great, period, because last month Kylie Jenner said that she wasn't going to use the app anymore after, you know, the confusing update, and since then Snapchat lost $1.3 billion.
Wow.
So on top of the $1.3 billion you lost, and now $800 million you just lost, listen, they need some men.
That's what I'm saying. Your words have power.
They do, man. Hashtag think before.
Hashtag you create something hurtful.
Hashtag a Snapchat lesson.
Hashtag gots to be more careful.
Hashtag too many hashtags. And if you're just now tuning in, listen, you're rocking with your girls, Misa and Mia, also known as Eminem. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag you better be ready. I'm sure you all have heard how Queen B herself has seen that tax season was upon us and have decided to take all of our coins as she and Jay-Z decided to announce the On the Run Tour 2, the On the Run 2 tour last week, and tickets were ballistic. I got a chance to see what the sales are, and like, you guys have to understand, I know the hype is buzzing because the tickets range from, and this is VIP, from $200 to $4,000. And I actually read, you know, what each of the different VIP packages consists of.
Uh-huh.
And not one of them that I see that you were able to shake hands with B or take a picture with B or now, chill with Jay or something.
Misa, listen. Now, this is Beyonce and Jay-Z we're talking about. These are the celebrities.
I can't even hold the twins.
Misa, now you know you're not going to hold no twins when you got
$4,000.
I mean, but listen, you get to, well, I mean, what do you get? I know you probably get a chance to be up close to the stage, right?
True.
I mean, that's a big thing in itself. Sometimes Beyonce, she be throwing a hand out there. You get a chance, you know, catch some skin of B. You know what I'm saying? Like, get a chance to touch a hand or something. But, I mean, to be able to, I can never see Beyonce or Jay-Z
doing like a meet and greet.
No, like, they're too high of stature of artists to do a meet and greet.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not talking about, but wait, now, On the Run Tour 2, they just going to take, like, you know, everybody's tax return.
Everybody, the whole tax return. Just throw the whole tax return to Beyonce.
Just give it all away.
Give it to the Hive.
Just go ahead
and give it up, because I mean, that's exactly what they're doing. And I know that there's going to be a lot of celebrities there. There's been a lot of people that said that the first On the Run tour was amazing and they really want to experience it this time. And I think Beyonce was like, we're going to kick it into high gear.
Think about it now, guys. Beyonce's probably going to drop an album soon. Because, I mean, think about it. Any artist, okay, the way an artist truly makes their money is they drop a project, then they go on tour. The tour, the ticket sales, all of that, like, merch, that's where they really make the bulk of their money. So, I mean, even though, yeah, Beyonce did, what was that, Lemonade? Mm-hmm. I mean, even though that's great, but she already did a tour for that. So you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, people want to see something different. She finna Beyonce us again, drop a whole... Oh,
wow.
Man, she finna take all our money, man.
Like, stay woke, y'all.
What a week. Listen, she might as well just take it all. Like, I mean, Beyonce, she's done it again. We already figured out. So just be on ready, guys. Stay woke.
Stay woke, y'all. You're going to have to. Mia, I think you have cracked the code, my friend.
Man.
Hashtag B&J.
Hashtag tour for the win.
Hashtag, but I have one question.
Hashtag, who's watching the twins?
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag, a trip back to Wakanda. Even though Marvel's Black Panther has already surpassed $1 billion in the box office, Marvel says, you know what? That's not enough. It's been said that there will be a Black Panther 2, guys. And that's not all. Rapper Kendrick Lamar, you know how he helped creating the soundtrack for the Black Panther movie. But for the sequel, it's rumored that Kendrick will get some acting time and get a chance to play a villain in Black Panther 2. Y'all, Misa is passed out. Because, I mean, we didn't even get a chance to talk about us seeing Black Panther
right.
here on the
yeah.
show. Because, I mean, guys, okay, we've seen Black Panther twice.
Two times.
So that, I guess, just says a lot about how great it is and how much we just been, I guess, falling in love with, like, the storyline, the effort, the acting,
the actors,
everything,
yes.
everything about it.
Yes.
But the fact that, like, how do you feel about a sequel? Because we talked about this. I said, would a sequel be too much? Would they just, should they just leave it here and just drop the mic, or should they do a sequel? But now they are. So how do you feel about it?
I don't know. I guess my only thing is that I don't want to oversell it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the original Black Panther movie was phenomenal. It was great.
Yeah.
You know, the acting, the thought process,
storyline,
the directing, it was absolutely amazing. Everything just cohesively came together, and it was released, you know, a month ago, and it's still producing.
Still
producing. My only thing with the whole Black Panther sequel, it's possible, but they're really going to have to take their time with this. Don't just throw something out there just because you guys broke $1 billion in sales.
Listen, I don't mind the wait. I feel like they'll put a hold. Because don't forget, Black Panther is a comic series.
True,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So, I mean, there's probably so many different ways. There's probably so many more storylines and plots that we have to, that they're probably going to bring forward to the TV
yeah,
screen. But
yeah.
how do you feel about Kendrick being a villain, though?
Ooh, I'm not sure about that, man. I feel like he's going to just start rapping to us and be like, be humble. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. That would be crazy.
I hope that he has some really good acting skills, though.
I really think that he'll probably be able to do it. And I really want for him to also have a hand in even doing the soundtrack for the sequel as well.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I think this will honestly, I think, maybe be Kendrick's acting debut. But, I mean, in Black Panther, I mean, that's worth it.
That's a big box office.
That
right
is
there.
Worth it, man. Hashtag Black Panther.
Hashtag doing it for the culture.
Hashtag until the sequel.
Hashtag Wakanda forever.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, you got to tune in next week where we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
We've got a good conversation going up here in just a couple more minutes. And don't forget, you can still give us your opinions on this week's question. All centered around this right here. Do you think Bruno Mars is a culture appropriator?
Listen, that's been the topic of conversation lately.
Loaded
I saw
question.
Stevie Wonder got into it in the conversation. Who else? The guy from Will I Am from Black Eyed Peas
really?
Said something like, yeah, everyone's had an opinion about it. So we want to know yours. Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. And let us know, do you think Bruno Mars is a culture appropriator?
Listen, we have so much going on for you. But right here, right now, let's get back to some more good music.
We do, man. Here is Light Work by Andy Mineo, 1K Feud to Die. What up, RG, Lecrae, Triple E, Cast, the whole gang. Listen, Jam, turn up to this one, man. Here's Light Work. Then we got some Tori Kelly after that. Listen, keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's M&M Live Radio.
Yeah, it's just something like I looked at my life and I looked at my wife like I did something right. Look, I'm not switching my price. Baby, I know what I'm worth. I be like, they got it Monday. I get to get back to work. Hey, shine like gold. They don't want story, man. They want the soundbite. I'm like, no. Look around. They see you on the mountain. They don't see you on the climb. Right. Me and all of mine in the power line. Look at this and what you find. Right.
Shoot. Lights. Flicker. All this. Light. Edit. Shimmer. I had a glow up. I got the light now. Check out my glow up. Right, shoot, lights, flicker, all this light. Yeah.
got the light now. Check out my glow.
Light bright like it's Friday night. Might kneel like I'm capping it. Line of sight like it's itemized. Real fake with no asterisk. Light bare like the Mercedes. Messenger since the first day. In a white tux cause I stand out.
All alone like
I got buzz like ether. Throwback hits like beepers. Keep up, I might leave ya. Team way up like Tiba. They taking shots like they had the bomb. Shine like a rocket, we blasting off.
Whoa.
This is the after shot. Back at the grave like I'm Lazarus.
Back at the grave like a king. I had to show him the ink. You couldn't mess up the team. All of my homies, they gleam. Take a photo. All my homies never solo. I've been leaning like a cholo. Lighting season and got double. Whoa.
Right. Shimmer. Lights. Flicker. All this.
Light.
Let it shimmer. I had a glow up. I had a show up. I got the light now. Check out my glow up.
They can't stop that light, man. It's way too bright. 116 for life, while my squad I ride. Jesus by my side, got nothing to hide. We still on the shine, we still about the life.
New morning mercy, I swim in that. Light of the world, yeah, I give them that. I give up my life and I get it back. The whole squad here, but you figure that. My partners was pushing the lean, yeah. So I was pushing the king, yeah. They sipping act, so I had to act. I'm shining my light on the scene, yeah.
Right, shimmer, light, flicker. All this light, let it shimmer. I had a glow up, I had a show up. I got the light now, check out my glow.
Side. It's that flick of sight. That gorgeous glow up without a lick of pride. Our power so never take a look inside. Yeah. Toast we live in Elixir cause we the vicar's bride. Quick aside, I came to bang. We came awake, still darkness, target still aim away. This song might not hit radio, but we radiate. That beam will run out of steam till we stand face to face. So go shine, little homie. Go shine, young lady. Go shine, little homie. Go shine, young lady.
What's going on? This is your man Lecrae, and right now you're rocking with two of the most incredible sisters on Eminem Live Radio.
Twist my words anyway. Say that I'm naive, like I don't have a past. You're the one being deceived. I see right behind the mask, trying to stir me up and get me mad. That's not because happiness is all I have. So
la da 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 da, you're not breaking me. La di da da da. Bubble. You'll find me at church, but that don't mean I can't cause trouble. Stir up a little scene, cause isn't that what you want? For me to mess up so you could dress up some story. Saying Tori, this will sell more records. But I'd rather make them yawn than be a pawn on your chessboard. So call me boring, call me cookie cutter. Call me what you want, and matter of fact, just say it loud and don't stutter. Cause I know who I am, yeah, I'm still the same. Just a California girl with big dreams, thinking songs about real things. And baby, who knows? Maybe I could sell out shows without taking off my clothes. God made me sexy, I don't care if only I know.
We cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Pump the speakers loud.
Welcome back to the number one teeny young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was my girl, man, Tori Kelly with Unbreakable Smiles. Don't let anybody break your smile.
Don't let anyone break your smile, man. And listen, we're going to keep you smiling with some more good music. But listen, man, if you happen to love any song you hear on Eminem Live Radio, do not hesitate to download them to your playlist ASAP. Listen, all you got to do is head on over to our Twitter, and that's at MM Live Radio. I'm going to let you know why. Because we post the name of the song as well as the artist, because we want to get you guys hooked on all this inspirational, positive music. So again, go check out our Twitter, and that's at MM Live Radio.
You already know it, man. Happy March Motivation here on Eminem Live Radio. We are celebrating March Motivation all month long, man. We're just going to keep the motivation in high gear, encouragement. Every now and then, we know people need a little pick-me-up, whether it's finances, whether it's just, you know, everyday encouragement, or even whether it's fitness. And we're going to also give at least a few fitness tips as of right here.
A couple of fitness tips for you guys. Of course, as you guys know, I've been very open on the show talking about, you know, fitness journey. I don't know, it's something, I've been on this healthy, well, I'll say this, I've been on and off this healthy wave, you know, just trying to be better, exercising, eating right, and all those types of things. So with me, so last week giving you your financial tips, I'm going to give you guys your three tips to living a healthier life. You ready? Okay, let's go. Number one, eat with a colorful plate. Now, make sure you eat vegetables and fruits every single day. Whether it's a side dish or a main course or even a snack, fruits and vegetables give you energy, they're low in calories, and overall, they're beneficial for your body. So it really won't hurt you to eat them. And actually, when you find one you like, you will not be able to stop eating it. The second tip is to do something. Now, whether it's going to the gym or just walking around the grocery store, y'all, I've learned that it's best to move your body every single day, even if it's for a little bit. So if you find yourself being home all day doing nothing, go out and just do something to get your body moving and being active. And the final one, which has to do with, like I said, both of them, you gotta balance the two. It's important to balance what you eat with what you do. So, for example, if you've been really active all day, it's okay for you to eat a slice of chocolate cake. Or if you ate a lot of junk food all day, it's probably best if you move a little bit to burn those junk food calories. If you balance eating with movement, you should never be concerned about your health as much as you should be.
There you have it, your March Motivation Fitness Tips. Man, we're actually almost into April now. Can you believe that?
We're almost into April.
Almost into April, you guys. I cannot believe it, but I hope you guys have been enjoying our March Motivation Tips. We're actually going to keep everything in rotation and give you so much more encouragement throughout the week on our social media.
But listen, here's another outlet in which we give encouragement and all those types of things is for our Dear M&M letter. Now, if you don't know what a Dear M&M letter is, it's when one of our listeners write to your girls here in the studio and they're in need of advice. And listen, we give our advice to them live on the air. So here is this week's Dear M&M letter, hot and ready for you guys.
Here we go. Dear M&M, as of last week, I've been dating my girlfriend for a year. I really like her, but these past couple of weeks have been the struggle. Recently, my girlfriend has been passing gas more than what a human being should. It's like every 10 minutes, she lets one rip and acts like she didn't do anything. Honestly, M&M, I didn't even know girls could fart, but now I do. I can't take it. It's one thing to have frequent flatulence, but it's another thing when there's smell so bad that it brings a man to his knees.
Oh,
FYI, the man to his knees is me. I want to say something to her about it, but I don't know how. How should I confront my gassy girlfriend? Sincerely, a lover, not a farter.
Oh, my God. Okay, listen. I'm sorry. Wow. But this letter is hilarious.
Wow.
Okay, dear a lover, not a farter. I want to say this to you and to every guy around the world. Yes. Girls pass gas. Listen, okay, it always gets me when guys are like, girls shouldn't pass gas. I can't believe girls fart. Yes, we are human beings like everyone else. If you know a girl who's like not passing gas, like something's wrong with her body. Like I'm just being honest. But okay, but how should you confront your gassy girlfriend? Like hand her some gas sex and hopefully she gets the point.
Oh, no. That's going to make it even worse.
I'm really wondering like how bad these farts are, because I mean I've never experienced something that bad by a person.
This gentleman said in this letter that it brings him to his knees, and that's not a romantic, oh your girl, you bring me to my knees, I love you so much. This is probably on the verge of tears and coughing.
Okay, listen, okay, the next time, here's my advice to you. The next time it happens, I mean hopefully do it the next time it happens and like it's just you two, and just be like, babe, now you just gonna act like we don't smell, like you just did what you just did. I mean, that's just crazy. What are you talking about? Bae, like you just been blowing it up. Not in a good way lately. So, I mean, what's been going on? I mean, you don't say excuse me. You don't say anything. I mean, let's just not speed past like you just not gassing up the room.
That's my only thing.
And I'm not gassing you up. I really don't want to because I don't want to be on my knees.
Okay, first thing, I have to just let you know, not a lover, not a farter. It's totally healthy. I have heard and seen that it is completely healthy.
It's natural.
It's natural, you know what I'm saying? But it is. I have heard that it is healthy. But my only thing is what's not healthy is that you're not going to claim it. And you're not going to excuse yourself.
That's disrespect.
It is disrespect.
Especially if it's only y'all in the room and you know you didn't do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, like nobody just wants to, it's not natural for us to just be smelling up nasty stuff all throughout the day. You know, that's why they tell you to get up and get out and get some clean air. It's this clean air.
Right.
You
know? Clean.
Well, let's make sure we keep it
clean.
Don't
pollute our atmosphere. But I gotta breathe this air too.
At the end of the day, if you want for your relationship to work, let's go ahead and just have a conversation with her and just let her know that maybe it could be a deal breaker. Just let her know so that she can make the proper, you know, actions to make sure that she's not offending anybody or being disrespectful.
But maybe it's a phase, you know, maybe she's been drinking a lot of dairy and like she just now found out she lactose intolerant. She like can't help it. But I feel like the main thing, like I feel like it's not, I'm not sure if it's something that's worth breaking up over. But I mean, I just think the main thing is communication is key. And if she doesn't know it's bothering you unless you say something. So, I mean, if you just sit her down and be like, okay, listen, I know this is really awkward to have this
conversation. Sit her down on the toilet?
No,
or?
Misa. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was, I was thinking it. I was
wrong, yo.
I had to let it rip. Oh, there it goes.
Sit her down on a couch. Don't sit her down on a toilet, but sit her down and just be like, okay, I know this is a really awkward conversation to have, but I mean, Listen, you've been really blowing it up lately, and like, you've been passing gas, and it just makes me uncomfortable. Have you been realizing it? Is something wrong? Is something going on? Like, just have a conversation, because I mean, it might be more than what you really think it is.
Yeah, so there you have it.
And
you
that's
guys.
Sincerely your girl's Eminem. Listen, huge shout out to a lover, not a farter. I love that name.
That's funny.
For writing into your girls right here for your Dear Eminem letter. And listen, y'all, keep it locked right here, because we're going to let you know how you can submit your Dear Eminem letters to your girls right here at Eminem Live Radio.
You already know it. Listen, we have a conversation that's jumping off the hinges, man. It's all centered around this right here. Give it to Amia.
It's all centered around this. Do you think Bruno Mars is a culture appropriator? This has been a really hot topic this whole week. Celebrities have gotten into it, and like, everyone's been talking about it. So we want to bring the conversation to the airwaves and ask you guys. And listen, you guys definitely gave your comments on the conversation on social media. So huge shout out to you guys. Every single week, you guys come through with the opinions and comments. And so, you know, here are some of our favorite comments that we got over on Instagram.
Here we go. At 30 seconds left, this person says, not at all. If he made music copying those of color without proper recognition, then probably. But he is colored, number one. Number two, he pays his respects and honors to those he bases his music off of. Three, who in this world that identifies an artist is 1,000% original? When you have musicians such as Prince that have graced this earth, nothing any future artist can do will be original. There's nothing new under the sun. He acknowledges those before him or that inspires him. He's fine. Keep making that music, Bruno. We love it.
And again, guys, the question for this week is, do you think Bruno Mars is a culture appropriator?
And two more on social media, on Instagram, exactly. At Lyrical Rook, he says, nope. And at Christian.more20, this person says, we can't let racial ambiguity of someone selling black music keep us from listening to good music. Justin Timberlake was accused of the same thing. We should appreciate, instead of successfully, black music has become the frontier of popular music.
Thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. Now, if you're hearing the conversations, you want to give your two cents and let us know how you feel about the topic, go ahead and hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, and on Facebook at MM Live Radio if you got it. But listen, you guys, like we said, we're keeping the motivation and inspiration and positivity going here on MM Live Radio. We love this next segment, and we know you guys love it too. Our 1 minute inspirations, where we keep you guys uplifted and inspired, all under 60 seconds. And you know what? Misa's coming up to bat with this week's 1 minute inspiration for
you.
Here
we go. Ever since Drake released his song God's Plan, it seemed like that phrase had been everyone's caption or a common use hashtag lately. And while it's great that God is being mentioned, I've realized that a lot of people haven't fully grasped that God's plan is more than just the title of a song, but it's the very life that you are living. When you think about it, God's plan is often the least chosen plan, because oftentimes we think our plans are much better. God's plans look complicated, while we imagine ours to be more convenient when we have no idea what we are doing. Sometimes we're so quick to say, Jesus, take the wheel, but then 5 minutes later be like, why are you going that way? That's God's plan. But listen, if you trust him enough, you'll realize that the process he has set up was going to prepare and train you all along. He knows exactly what you need, where to go, and how to get you there. Sometimes it's even in his plan for your plan not to work. At the end of the day, no plan A through Z would be better than the plan that God has planned for you. He knows at the end from the beginning, and it always works out.
Your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my homie Misa. I love the part. There's always these key phrases that I always take with me when Misa says her 1 minute inspiration. And this week, I love what she said. We're so quick to say, Jesus, take the wheel. But then when he does, we're like, why are you going that way? You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point of God's plan. You know, oh my, that gotta be a lyric in itself. Young Drake, Misa on the airwaves. You know what I'm saying? I love that right there. Listen, we got more 1 minute inspirations coming to you guys on social media and next week. So make you guys keep it locked to your girls right here on Eminem Live Radio.
You already know, man. We just give you this inspiration and encouragement because we want you to be great out there. We want for you to be great.
And huge shout out to everyone from Reflection Music Group RMG, because South by Southwest was last week and they did a whole showcase, shut the whole city down. Ooh. So huge shout out to Doc Watson, Derek Minor, all of y'all out there. With that being said, here is Greatness 2.0 by Derek Minor. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
For greatness, baby. You were made for greatness. And don't you let them tell you nothing else. You were made for greatness. Oh, you were made for greatness, baby. You were made for greatness. And don't you let them tell you nothing else. Reporting to you live from the gutter. The news say we only want to kill each other. And I done heard all of these cries from my mothers. They still praying for the lives of our brothers, yeah. Some feel we worthless, I think that's a lie. Misunderstood like rocket science, but that's the reason we fly. This world is broken, I know it. I believe God's the mechanic. And we are tools to change it all. He even uses the ratchet. Some of my dogs climbing mountains of burdens, so they get high. Trying to reach the pinnacle of purpose. I know geniuses that died in the streets. They was deaf to their purpose. They was moving them keys, they Beethoven, yeah. Praying for wealth to deliver us. But even if your chains are gone, you still a prisoner. Stuck in the darkness and still waiting on a risen sun. A bunch of kings and we don't know that it's a throne for us. Greatness, you were made for greatness. Oh, you were made for greatness, baby. You were made for greatness. And don't you let them tell you nothing else. You were made for greatness. Oh, you were made for greatness, baby. You were made for greatness. And don't you let them tell you nothing else. I know how it is to take a loss. They ain't seeing your passion. And every year they write you off. I can tell you that's taxing. Kill your dreams and they haunt you. They make it very hard to sleep. But the benefit of that is I'm awake now. I can't tell you how many times I thought to call it quits. I'm only here because I've been on my side through all of this. I'm only here cause I'm G and all my dogs in this. My friends and family hold me up, won't let me fall in this. Please believe from the inception of my purpose, it's been bigger than me. Christopher Nolan came direct our dreams. Don't understand why anybody would wanna stop us. We just trying to bring flavor to the table like a potluck. I'm rambling, and before you get to hate on my verse end, I'll sum it up like calculators. You are here for more. There's a purpose on the trail you blazing. It's amazing. Reflect God. Reflect greatness. You were made for greatness.
You were made for greatness, baby. Listen, my name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem. And you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. And we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was Greatness 2.0 by my man, Derek Minor.
Now, let's go ahead and get back to this week's conversation. It's all centered around this question right here. Do you think Bruno Mars is a culture appropriator? Unless you guys are still going ham on social media, thank you so much for commenting on this week's question. Now we're going to read some of our favorite comments that we got. I think we got some more on Instagram.
We do have some more on Instagram, and we're going to head on over to Facebook as well at __Clark. This person says, no, I think we should applaud him for always giving credit where it's due and appreciate his talent. Heading on over to Facebook, Walter Johnson Jr. says, yes, he is a culture appropriator.
Well, thank you guys so much for commenting. That's all the comments we're going to read this week's show. But we appreciate you guys so much for commenting on this week's question.
Yes.
If you still want to go ahead and comment just to let us know what you think, hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But of course, you guys know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So, Misa, do you think, well, first off, the whole conversation of Bruno Mars being a culture appropriator originated from, I guess, this YouTube channel called The Grapevine. And they have like weekly conversations, a whole group of young adults, mainly like, I also want to say African-American young adults, who in the week's conversation was about Bruno Mars and culture appropriation. So, I mean, this girl went on to say that she was just not a huge fan of Bruno Mars, that he's a wedding singer. He takes black music and black culture. He's racially ambiguous, and he's basically taking credit for, you know, black music. So I know you've seen the clip on social media. So do you think Bruno Mars is a culture appropriator? Do you agree with her?
Not at all. I do not believe that Bruno Mars is a culture appropriator. And what is this black music you speak of? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I get the fact that, you know, a lot of rhythm comes from, you know, African-American musicians, but are we really gonna put a skin color on music? Have we done it already? But why are we doing that in this day and age when we're trying to get rid of racism so bad?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Because I think what everyone's maybe not for is the fact that he's doing it so well and he's not black. You know what I'm saying? That's maybe some people are like tripping over. It's the fact that maybe there's so many other people who are like, you know,
who are just as great as doing, like, you know, the new jack swing and like funk and all those other types of things. But yet here he is. He's because I know Bruno Mars. He's like, his mom is Filipino and his dad is half Puerto Rican, half Jewish.
Right.
So he's not black. But the fact that he's doing it so well, I think it kind of has some people pressed to an extent.
Don't get me wrong. We're not really quite sure what his race is. But at the end of the day, like I said, does that even really matter? He is racially ambiguous. But if he's great and he's good at what he does, why can't we just let the people be great out here?
Listen, guys, we're talking about this. We're saying, do you think Bruno Mars is a culture appropriator? And of course, you guys already know it's March Motivation here on Eminem Live Radio. So we're giving you inspiration, your extra dose of encouragement all month long. You know, with this conversation, with everyone having like opinions on a certain person, like what they should do, what they should, and how they don't like it, I think we can all agree to that, because I think we've all had people in our lives,
oh, yes,
who have always told us what they like, what they don't like, or like saying hushed tones. And we're always like hearing these different opinions about us. But I mean, I don't know if you guys have realized, but Bruno Mars hasn't spoken out saying anything, proving himself, oh, well, I like this music and I'm gonna do, I'm not a culture appropriator. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, be like Bruno. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, when people come into your life and they say all these opinions and tell you what you should and what you shouldn't do, how you're doing this wrong, how you're doing this, whatever this case may be, pay them no mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's kind of like the most motivating thing you can get out of this, or like inspiration you can get out of this whole situation or this question for this week.
I've always heard that if people aren't talking, you ain't popping.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, if people are going to talk at the end of the day, even if Bruno Mars wasn't as good as what he is, there are people still going to be out here talking about him, saying, I really feel like Bruno Mars, I mean, he's not a good artist because no one's really talking about him. But now that people are talking about him, now there's something wrong. You cannot please people.
Yeah.
Okay? If you go all of your life pleasing people, you will never find a day in which you're satisfied with yourself.
And you like what you like and you do what you do. So, I mean, you, like Misa said, you can't please everybody, and you just got to keep pushing, man. So, like, be like Bruno and just don't pay people any mind. Do what you do and be you, dog. Listen, that's your conversation here for this week on Eminem Live Radio. Let us know what you guys think on this whole Bruno Mars situation. I love hearing your different, we all love hearing your different perspectives on the whole conversation. But let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio.
Most definitely. But I feel like at the end of the day, everyone can at least share some love, whether you like it, whether you don't. There's no reason to hate Bruno Mars. Just show him some love, man. If you don't like the music, just turn it off.
Just turn it off, man. But you know what? Turn this song all the way up. Here's Up for Love by Royce Lovett. Listen, keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Floating through the sky like a dream. When they say I can't fly, 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 I smile, then I show my wings, leap frog through the clouds. Never been in with the crowd, but so proud to be myself. Yes, I gotta do me, get out, hit the streets, spread love, cause the world really needs some help, yo. I don't need a witness, don't need your forgiveness. Forgiving my heart so you can rip it apart, it'll still be strong even when I'm not home. I'm connected to love, and if you think that it's wrong, God, I wanna be right, bruh. I'm taking a flight, bruh, above negativity and bad advice, bruh. I open my eyes, so I'm high off life. The best things are free, I never look at the price, yo. I'm glad to be alive today, hug the sun, live my life, have some fun, touch the sky, feel the clouds, my soul is free, I wanna say it loud. Be alive today, hug the sun, live my life, have some fun, touch the sky and feel the clouds, my soul is free, I wanna say it loud. I'm up, up for love, mothers and the fathers, up for love, and sisters and the brothers, up for love, the daughters and the sons, up for love. See when the skies are gray, I'm up for love, money in my A, I'm up for love, and when the bills get late, I'm up for love, I still find my way, cause I'm up for love. I wanna be fly, 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 floating through the sky like the wind. Some people ask why, I never really follow with the trends. Gotta be myself, triumphant and true. Don't need no wealth, a lot of love will do. And if the skies are gray, I consider them blue. Cause if it's under the sun, bruh, it ain't nothing new. And yes, I'm feeling so special, yeah.
knowing I got a reason to live. Let peace be the vessel. Yeah. Spread love, there's a lot to guess. If you hearing this voice, it means you're making a choice to keep steady your past. So come roll with Royce and let your soul rejoice. Forget about the pain, cause everybody gets a little rain. Yo, I'm glad to be alive today. Hug the sun, live my life, have some fun. Touch the sky, feel the clouds. My soul is free, I wanna say it loud. Be alive today. Hug the sun, live my life, have some fun. Touch the sky, feel the clouds. My soul is free, I wanna say it loud. Cause I'm up, up for love. Mothers and the fathers, up for love.
Love that soul jam right there. That was Up for Love by Royce. Love it. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's M&M Live Radio.
Yes, be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook. Let's be friends at M&M Live Radio.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at M&M Live Radio. And listen, guys, we hope you guys enjoyed this week's Dear M&M letter from one of our listeners that wrote to us. But listen, if you want to get any advice from your girls here live on the air, listen, you can send us your Dear M&M letters to Dear M&M at MisaAndMia.com. And again, that's Dear M&M at MisaAndMia.com. And make sure you spell out the word and in the address.
You already know it. We had a great time, and we hope you guys enjoyed today's show just as much as we did. And remember that you can still give us your opinions on this week's question.
That's right. Just go to our social media and tell us, do you think Bruno Mars is a culture appropriator?
And tune in to M&M Live Radio next week, because we're going to give you our final dose of encouragement as we close out March Motivation here on M&M Live Radio. This was a good March Motivation.
It was a good one. And also, we're going to give it to you with a love and relationships conversation. Ooh. You know your girls, M&M, are going to represent the ladies. And we're going to be bringing in our male perspective, Kimo Jones, to hold it down here for the fellas.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here. Same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit when it's due.
You know it. M&M Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by Kevin Buchanan, our guy Eli Smith, and the big boss himself, Dante.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And the executive producer, Crystal Evans. And M&M Live Radio is an M&M Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because that's not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Man, finish out 2018 all the way strong. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Whoop.
You already know, it's M&M Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah.